Shalom, toda
shabbat. Hello, thank you for being with us in the New Life series, educational series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Azaz. Hello. You're welcome to join us. We want to learn from Rav Lyman how to build our lives here in Israel, where each of us as an individual, as a family, and all of us together as society will be like one big family, how to build a new life between us, warm, connected, that will wake up with a great light in our eyes. And in every discussion, we choose one of the elements making up our life here in our ancient Jewish culture, and we want to see how each of these elements, in this case today's ceremonies, can help us strengthen the connections between us, to cause us to look at our relationships in a new way, and to get closer to actually realizing this wonderful concept of living as one great, warm, hugging family. And today we're reaching ceremonies that come at the end of the life. We spoke about wedding, circumcision, bar mitzvah, getting a new home, things that are connected to beginnings. Today we want to head toward the end of life. Nitza, you can open it up. This ceremony we want to talk about today is the ceremony where a person dies, and this ceremony is very special. The whole process of Jewish burial is very special, and its first stage begins with escorting the person who died, even if it starts from his home or whether it starts from the funeral home. There's a group of people escorting the dead person until he's buried. What can we learn from this system of connections about this escorting? Why is it important to escort the person who died? Actually, we are talking about the fact that a person was part of a nation. He connected with the nation, and in every way he could, he helped the people become one. He caused the nation to be as one body, as one league, and he used all his desires. He realized all of them, all the desires in his heart, and he reached a state where he actually realized himself. He doesn't have anything else to add, because a person's entire life is the fact that they're awakening in him more and more desires that are corrupt, because a person is born evil. And he corrected them by trying to connect to the society and get the light that redeems him, some general force, integral force with everyone. And through that, he corrected himself. And then he connected himself actually to everyone. And this is how he realized himself in connection. That's the foundation of the people of Israel, to be as one man with one heart, love thy neighbor as thyself, a mutual responsibility, etc., etc. And that all of Israel are friends connected together. And when he's dealing with this, until his desire to receive, he opens himself up more and more, and that's called a person's life, that the ego is always opening more and more, the heart is opening more and more. A person apparently uses what the heart is revealing to him, and throughout his life, from day to day, he's a new person each day. New desires are awakening in him, new perspectives, new relationships, and then he corrects them more and more to be connected with everyone. And then when his desires end, meaning they don't become revealed anymore, because he realized his whole self, he emptied himself out, and all his desires were transferred to the general public, then it's like his heart is left empty. All the desires, all the aspirations he conveyed to the general public, and then he's left with like an empty body, what's called felt like without any spirit of life. His entire life is in the public's hands. And then this public that received this life in connection, and that a person is left to live in the public, then the public must take this empty part that's left over that completely conveyed himself to the public and has to bury it and put it into the ground. That's what the burial is about. That we all understand and feel, and we're aware of the fact that this person already corrected himself, and then whatever belongs to these outer package, that has to be, has no more importance on the one hand, like dirt, like soil. So we respect that same package because it was once held those same desires that came out of him from this package. And were passed on to the public. So we respect him. We give respect to this external package, to this empty vessel. And we pass it on, we take it on its last journey, we escort it. When we look at the ceremony itself of the burial, we see that it's traditional to wrap the person being buried in white and to put him straight in the ground. Because the white clothing, because the body that is acting toward bestowal and gave itself to the public is truly completed its role. Therefore, that's how we relate to him. He became himself from that, like that same role that he carried out. That's why we treat it like that, that it's all white. And the way he relates to the soil is that there's nothing left in him except that he did his nice role, this correct role, that he gave himself to the public. He himself, without this role, he's like soil. From soil you came, to soil you'll go. Because all the desires that will be like soil, all his desires will be blessed for the sake of the public, and whatever's left will go, return to the soil. You said they were blessed, and truly the prayer that they say, the prayer is Kaddish. What is the, it's very strange, because in that we're apparently blessing and saying thank you. Yitgadal v'yitkadash. What's happening here, that a person, at the end of his life, he's now being integrated in the general public, in that same upper force that exists in the general public and the connection between everyone, the upper force. Therefore, we give thanks to that same upper force of the general public that corrected man and helped man become blessed. Also to connect to that same general name of the public, Israel. It's the inner connection of Israel, which is called the upper force in it. That is actually the deed itself. It's very high. And in that we have, it's a ceremony in which we symbolize a process that a person went through in correcting all his desires, that truly what's left remains that same packaging that is that is can potentially become blessed and be integrated in the public, even that same package that's like soil. It can be included in the general correction of the public. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but it's actually in the general future correction of all of the nation of Israel, where everyone will really be like one association, one man with one heart, where the upper dimension will be revealed in them, the emotion and general mind, and no one will be as an individual, but everyone will be as a collective, and you'll only feel the collective. In that, those desires that maintain the body will also be corrected. That's called that same heart of stone, those parts that can't be corrected, that from the lack of their correction, they remain as soil. Therefore, we actually bring them back to the soil. But the dead will awaken and correct also this part. It is written. Meaning the desires, not the bodies, but that's the sign for it. That's why we put a symbol where the body is. That's why we mark the grave. And then we sit Shiva for 7 days, and then we mark the 30 days after and the year after, according to the traditions. The funeral itself is also called the compassion of truth, that like the dead one who got rid of his body, transferred all his chassidim to the public, to the people. The people, as a collective, that will be corrected. It's sign that it is now treating the body. He can treat his desires, those that remained without correction, the heart of stone. But rather, the society has to correct them. That's why it's called the compassionate of truth and compassion with the dead one, because it's the act of the public on him. The Jewish culture, they obligate people very seriously to escort the dead person, to stop what you're doing, to escort the dead person. Don't go to pray, don't go to do other things. You got to escort the dead person. That's first and foremost. Why is it so important to this act of escorting the dead person? What's in it? What's the statement that we need to see here? What does it come to emphasize and teach us? That it's very important that you leave everything else and first of all, escort the dead person. Because it's a public act. Everyone has to participate. Because the person that died, if we're talking about the integral connection between everyone, that he dedicated his life to be connected with everyone and transfer his correction to everyone for the sake of the people, for the sake of this organization, association, this union, now that he's finished his acts, they need to do an act on him. That first of all, to treat with the part that he can't correct himself. We're not talking about a person that died. There's no one that died. There's desires that a person did everything with his desires. He transferred it to the public. And there's this part left that only the public can correct in the general Gemar Tikkun, where we will all reach with one man, with one heart. Therefore, the general part is obligated to do this correction, and it's a sign that we're all obligated to escort the dead person. During a funeral, you can divide the people participating in the funeral into two. Even though I already feel, even as I'm talking, it's already incorrect, but just to ask, I want to present it like this. Like I, when I think about these things, I remember my mother's funeral. She died many years ago when I was a soldier, and she died from cancer after 10 or 12 years of being sick. And now when I remember it, I think the funeral itself, those moments of the funeral, it's one of the moments, one of the most powerful emotional moments. It's the most powerful emotional moment in my entire life that I went through today. That I went through until today. There's like a volcano of emotions. Now I can analyze it objectively and I feel differently, but there's like this huge outbreak of emotion. On the one hand, there's collapse. On the other hand, there's the birth of something new. There's a feeling of supportive people. There's a feeling of, I don't even have words to describe it. There's a huge emotional breakout. Anyone who experienced it knows what I'm talking about. There's the people that are actually the close family, the nuclear part, the nuclear, and then there's circles around people who supported the family, and until it reaches distant circles. My question is, according to the approach of a society that wants to be built as one big family, what emphasis can we give? I was never taught how to deal with something like this correctly. No one prepared me for such a thing. What can we give? What kind of approach can we give, correct approach to give to this event of a funeral that includes treating the people who are closest to the person who died, who are totally collapsing, and the additional circles that are actually escorting them and supporting them? What emotional input can we give to get out of this thing in the most accurate and correct manner in the relations between us? Because it's very much felt that we're building all the systems between us anew at a time like this. If we truly look in a healthy, correct manner at our lives, then it's a much more natural thing than birth, than life, that every living thing has its time. It's time that it's up, that it has to complete its path. If we look from the integral society at a person, if a person invests inside the society himself and gave as much as he's capable of, we don't feel bad for the person who died. But truly, we respect that same part that he gave because that's the eternal part. He's living, it's living inside the connection. The society is continuing its connection thanks to him. And in that, it's advancing to a higher dimension, to be as one man with one heart, to discover life at another level of existence where that dead person exists in everything he contributed to society. Therefore, we need to actually still see in this a new opening. The womb and the burial spot, it has similarities. There's many explanations about it. It's clear that it's a single integral part of life and our entire advancement of human society. So if a person is in the correct connection with his environment, it's not a pity that he died, but surely we understand that the great part of him in this entire human renewal, the good and correct toward us all being as one family, and then we'll feel ourselves all of us at a different level, that all these parts, that everyone contributes throughout history, if he was truly benefiting society, advancing it, and bringing it closer to connection, then truly he would have a role, a very big part there. And he would need to be concerned and look after his whole life, how much he's investing in the public. That's the eternal investment, the correct investment, even from the side of his ego, that I have something to give in this life. I have something to pass on to others, to truly invest in a savings plan that's eternal. And that's where I determine. So, like that, a person doesn't live how he lives, or if he lives or dies. The main thing is that he realizes all the options, all his options in advancing society to a state, to the correct state, to the lofty state, to the point of creation, the goal of creation. And in that, each and every person in his root can contribute and be in it, the special part that no one else can provide. So we need to see in this entire event and the burial and how we relate to it. These are natural things. And even happy if you truly got rid of, if you truly, a person who invested died, he had time to invest himself in connecting society, uniting society. Then he got written down in the books for eternity. We also usually name someone after the person who died, a child or a grandchild, the people continuing his path who were also continuing the act, also corporally and also their inner spiritual inclinations. How do we still help people who are dealing with, like Oren told us, through the stage where they don't feel the contribution remains like a memory for them, but they don't really feel it like something living around us? How can we sweeten the situation itself? I think we just need to explain. There's nothing else but explain how the world is built, and that we invest throughout our history, day by day in our lives, from generation to generation. We invest each time, either in awareness or not awareness, toward the unity of society, to reach one man with one heart, and in that be a light unto the nations, so that the nations of the world will see what we have to be, how the correct advanced humanity has to be, and they'll learn along with us how to do it. And precisely, we'll all advance to be one association, to be one family, all of humanity. And that's where each and every person has their eternal part. So our lives, we shouldn't be sorry about. We should only be sorry about, did we today maximize my potential? Did I do everything I could have done? That's what we need to calculate each and every day. But after a person dies, we need to respect his investment that contributes to that. And if we look in such a manner at life, it brings us to a thought that is very different than what we see. The integral state of humanity, when we look at the process that humanity is going through, the process that we're going through is very interesting. that even all the bad forces and all those evil people in all the generations were also helping us to connect, even though it's in a very unpleasant manner, through great pain and suffering, great disasters. It's because we were not trying to realize in that generation and before it, and in that same generation and a few generations, we were truly behind. We were ignorant about the connection that we needed to attain. Therefore, in order to speed us up, there's like a demand from that system, general system of ours. We ourselves, we are not completing the process that nature is demanding from us to be connected. If we're not connected at the same pace, then that same lacking in our connection comes back to us as disasters, as suffering, either individual, personal ones in the family, etc., or general in the nation and in humanity, and especially the people of Israel, because we have to reach the connection and be an example to everyone. Therefore, when we look from the side of the integral, from the general process of nature, we see that there's no bad in the world, also in life and death. Why are we so happy about birth altogether when we ourselves don't think so wonderfully about our lives? What are we giving birth to more kids for? What are we happy about? Why are we giving birth to them? We need to see these things, all these things, from the birth right up to the death and burial, as a person integrating in the society in a correct manner. And then we have a healthy perspective at his entire contribution, his contribution to the public. And to the extent that this part is eternal and remains in the public, if he transferred himself to there, then he's not dying, but he's living in them. And that's called connecting to the fathers. That's called connecting to the fathers. There's one element in the ceremony of the burial that symbolizes something very, very deep, that we rip our clothes. It comes from the source of Abraham, that who ripped his clothes when he heard that Joseph died. What is this symbolism? I remember after you remain like that the whole week with this shirt that's ripped. What do we want to express with that? The clothing that we wear, it's the external clothing, it's the vessel. It's a symbol of the of our vessel, our external clothes. It's been ripped, it's been hurt, that we take upon ourselves those same things that if that we they left them, then we take it upon ourselves to continue his way and his corrections, because we're close, meaning we are integrated with him. And that's a sign of the ripping. On the one hand, it's a sign of grieving and sadness, but on the other hand, it awakens us to correction. It's revelation of the deficiency that we need to correct. The whole subject of grieving itself, what are we doing when we grieve and during the week? We're actually integrated with all the acts of the dead person and want to continue his path. And after we integrate with him throughout that week, then we receive upon ourselves his path, his acts, his deeds, and then we continue. We are in a covenant with him. It even starts in the burial itself. When we talk about the dead person, when people want to say good things about a person, when they say who he was, what he was, how he contributed, the obituary, the things that are said there, they're always talking about the person in a positive manner. It's interesting to see when a person dies, they're only saying nice things about him. Also during the Shiva itself, the 7 days, it's a mitzvah to join and sympathize. And also there, they're talking about his good deeds and the special texts that are read. But before you get to that, I want to talk about the eulogy. I heard all kinds throughout my life, all kinds of variations, all kinds of perspectives from all kinds of people. When you look at it from integral perspective, that has a very clear goal of transforming all of us to becoming one family, what do you think in your eyes is the correct direction when a person comes to think of what he's going to say in an obituary? What does he have to think about so that what he says comes from the correct place? Not to look backward, but what can he say in a manner that will help us to build up to being going toward that society of being one family, toward one simple principle? I need to think. When I'm thinking tomorrow or in a certain time, I will have to give a eulogy for someone. What do I need to think about? About the person's contribution to society, how he was special. That's what we usually hear. But I'm looking for something more accurate. How can we make it most effective for the future? I'll say two words, and from there you'll find pretty words. I'm not so good at that. We are living to reach a goal, to be a nation of Israel, to be one man with one heart. That is our existence. In that we are realizing the whole process to the extent that this person acted, that we would advance in this manner. He made a home, a family, kids, he educated them with the integral education so that they would also work toward the unity of the people. All these things have to show everyone their life, their importance in general. What are we talking about? We're not talking about a person as an individual. We're always talking about what is he for us. And if it's for all of the nation, then it's even more important how much his acts will influence greater circles for connecting for good, but toward the goal. Otherwise, maybe it's the opposite. We're always complimenting how a person influenced, how he contributed, he was generous of heart, helped people, etc. Those are the things we want to highlight usually. So we're doing the right thing, but are we even aware of it, that if a person really did this and if he got an education in that manner, we need to think today how to help each and every person. Each of us are approaching the last part, that our lives will be as full as possible as good, of good deeds. It depends on the correct education. What does it mean to make the people grieving feel better? It means to participate. It means I'm also participating in the fact that the person died and also continuing his part in the corrections, that I'm integrated with his corrections which he made in society that caused society to advance toward connection. And I'm aware of it, and I thank him for that. And that's why I connect with all his relatives, acting with him together. We're only heading toward that correct state and society. Otherwise, he died. If he wasn't connected to society, then who needs him? Who even pays attention to him? Anyone who gives an obituary, or we hear them, but it comes out naturally like that. But if we truly pay attention, what do we really demand of a person after he dies? Maybe we need to influence a person before he dies. Then comes the correction of 30 years. Each year there's commemorance of the person that died. It's for us. Are we going along with the person who died? Is he living in our acts? And that's how we advance along with him in the same continuance. And then in our acts he lives on. During the Shiva, we sit on the floor. Why do we sit on the floor? It's a sign that we're not really on the floor. We're not really on the floor. We have to put a mattress or something. We're not capable of correcting the heart of stone. And the sign of that, that we're not capable of being sorry with all our desires, the sign for that is even, you know, put a piece of newspaper underneath. It doesn't matter. The fact that we're sitting Shiva, that we're sitting. Sitting means it's a symbol of smallness, of grieving, that we understand that now we have to connect between us even stronger, all the people that are close and far and friends that belong to the same part that died, that we're taking. Each person is taking his part and also continuing onward. And we, along with him, are connecting between us more. Meaning that same part that now finished its part, whether he died or didn't die, that same desire from the general desire that's called Yashar Kel, the part that finished its act, from that precisely we can take deficiencies, forces, and connect even in a stronger manner between ourselves and our surroundings from the inside and also externally through to the entire people. Therefore, there's the issue of a mitzvah for the whole point is to integrate together, to complete our acts toward the general correction, the perfect connection. This issue of grieving, it turns out many times that I'm embarrassed when I come to grieve. A friend or a relative is sitting Shiva, and I know that there's a tradition like this to go make people feel better. But it's very difficult for me because I say to myself the whole way, I say, what, you're going to go in there, you're going to see your family sitting around, and what are you going to say? What are they going to talk about? I feel in my heart that I need to come, and the only thing that I feel is that I have to come as if I'm participating. I don't know how to explain about it, like sadness. But if the family truly, with a correct approach to life, you aren't integrating in sadness. You're integrating in some kind of Shiva. You're sitting. Yes, we're sitting. We're sitting Shiva. Yes, the sitting, the people are sitting and talking about how much the dead person who's not there now between them exists between them, how much his acts brought about connection. Those are called good situations. There's nothing else except for everyone to connect. And to the extent that everyone can join, and continue these acts. Meaning whoever is not sitting here with us means he is stopping us from continuing being in the correct corrections. I don't see in this. I've seen this done correctly, and there's no clue of the pain left. It's very serious, it's very deep, and you look at it in integral glasses at everything. He finished his job. We now need to discuss. We might need to help the family. And so we have to take part in this on the one hand. We have to continue his path in a spiritual way. We have to influence the society, etc. It means doing things for raising up our society, the inner part that he wants to use to connect with the public and cause the correction of Israel to be as one family. If we continue this, then he is with us, and it's called that he's rising up. His idea, his investment, his effort, then he's rising in importance. That is called us acting for the raising up his soul. And that's what we talk about. And we read in accordance with that the correct books, because there's some lately that I heard there's crying and all kinds of things, all kinds of stories, even before the books. I'm really stressed. You're saying, if I come to a family that understands life and this whole process, then they're all see a very special process. But I want to, for a second, go back to my place. This is the family itself, how it relates to life in the integral manner. When I come to some home a day or two from now, to people who are grieving, how can I prepare myself to not be in this situation? I think it's really embarrassing that you come and you don't know what to do with yourself. I say, I drive there. I know I'm almost there. I say to myself, I can't run away because I have to help them grieve. I want to run away, but on the other hand, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know how I myself. You're coming there, they're sitting quietly between them, and you open the door and they start to cry. I know that before I open the door, I don't know what to do with myself. It's a lack of education. What can I do? So educate me. But it's impossible. In this place, you can't come to them and start. Not to them. You can't start explaining to them. I'm talking about me. I'm embarrassed. I have to go to people who are grieving. Help me get out of this embarrassment. I can't. Because I come to people, and in accordance with that, I have to behave. So how can he prepare himself? From the height of the integral society and a person's role, that he continues living among us, and his body that died isn't worth anything more than soil, but rather his desires and thoughts are alive, just like they lived outside his body, and he wanted to get out of his body, yes or no, in his acts. What do you mean, get out of his body? The person wanted to get out of himself and wanted to be connected to the society, to the people, to give himself over to unity, connection as one man with one heart, as if his heart became empty from it, from all his efforts to be along with everyone. So what's left over, there's nothing worth crying about. The more he's capable, he did it. And we need to say, after it happened, you need to say that's what needed to happen. Doesn't matter if he was young or old, or how he functioned through his life, and after it happened, we need to say that's what needed to happen, and he died, and we need to accept his life as him going through it correctly. It may appear to us that he had problems and this and that, but that's it. The calculation was made. It's not up to us to make this calculation. At the end of correction, everything will be clear. Therefore, when I come, I prepare myself, like you said. I'm trying to dress in what you said. So in this manner, I look at him and his family. They don't understand, but I need to come to them and give them so that he'll see that his life didn't go for nothing, that he has a part that's integrated in everyone, that his body didn't just live and die, but the part that belongs to the public is the general spirit above us. How are we different than animals? In the internal part of us, that above our nature, that we can rise above our nature. That's the man in us. If I can't rise above my nature to connect with the public, to cause it good, then there's no man in me, then we're all as animals. Then we need to try to treat the dead person. We need to associate something with him, something good that he did for the public. Even in things that don't appear so good, it might even be in the opposite manner, he caused an awakening for connection. We don't understand it, but of course, at the end of the day, everything comes together to that same goal. That we need to, we see that nature is leading us to be connected, to be dependent on one another, whether we like it or not, we'll reach it. And the dead person also worked at that. And no one really died. The body died. But the part that a person did inside society, it's continuing to work along with everyone. And to the extent that we continue that same act, we're also taking part with him, whether we like it or not, we're in that same act, general act. Therefore, we have to look ahead. And there's a certain amount of time to be in grieving, and then you have to get up. Why is it really 7 days? It's from upper roots that we're not really going to discuss now. Our show is for the people. But I wanted to ask, but really it's based on the type of soul. You said no one died, the body died. Now I thought while you were talking, his spirit. Now I thought, now that you spoke about all kinds of people that I remember that sort of died, now what was I thinking? They live in you. I don't feel that they died. I don't feel that they died. If you say, look, they went abroad, in 20 years they're not here, it's the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, really, when I think about it, it doesn't matter how many years went by and who I thought about. I'm saying people who were close to me. I feel it's people that I also appreciate, that I respect. If I really appreciated them, that the spirit in them was noble, now when I look at it from afar, I don't feel... What do I feel? You feel that they are in you and that they are leading you and even now are directing you and your whole path. In all kinds of small and large things, how is it possible that it's not like that? That's how it is in every generation. Every previous generation stands the next generation in a certain way, and it's inside it. How do we learn about hormones and genes and all the rishimot from the past that are acting in this manner? And this is in the corporal manner, and it's also the same in spirit. How can we live if I'm not after all our history? How can I today be developed if I'm not in the understanding, the awareness of the entire process that my people went through, and I'm trying to continue it? How is it possible that did it die? If it died, then who am I? What am I, hanging in space? In some empty place? I'm living thanks to all those millions of people that went from generation to generation and shaped who I am today. So how is it possible that it doesn't exist in me? The bodies, yes, but a person lives to give from his body his internalness, to get it out to the air and to leave it there. That's his sperm that he leaves in the world, that he discharges, and it develops in connection with others. This part we call the soul. Our effort to be connected with the people as one man with one heart in love, in brotherly love, this effort is called a soul. So if he at least did something toward that, I don't know what, he was in the army, he did some work, everyone does something. There's no one that hasn't done anything. And that the eternal part remains. The creature lived for a while, and throughout this time of his existence, he discharged from himself the part of man in him. And in that, the man is born. And the spirit that is called man remains. It's the overcoming, it's an effort, making an effort above his ego to contribute to others. And it doesn't matter if it was that he had to go to work to get money. They lied to him, to this person, that he had to carry out a family. But between all this, he gave to others, then he participated. And that's how it is with each and every person. But now we're going into a situation, a period where we need to invest in building the integral society, the special integral society, to be one, all of us, as one family. And now we're reaching the work where, with understanding, with feeling, with attainment, with awareness, we're aware of our role. Therefore, now it's a special time in our history. We've gone back to Israel, and we have to build Israel in the land of Israel in a manner that will be as one man with one heart. And everyone contributes to that with whatever his destiny dictates to him. And your entire explanation, I suddenly got a new significance for the word loss. We talk about losing someone when someone dies. We also say his acts, we're weighing his acts like hell and heaven and all that. We weigh his good acts, how much he worked for the sake of society, and actually those acts don't go to, aren't lost. I had like a picture today in the situation that we're in today, when we lose someone dear to us, we're grieving and we're crying, and I had this thought that if someone at that point would let me put on integral glasses, I would apparently react differently. Yes, of course. What would I see different? That same person sitting and grieving and crying lost someone that was dear to him. He suddenly puts on the integral glasses. What does he see? It's a calculation. These 7 days, is it time to calculate within ourselves in which way we ourselves, the person who died, there's nothing we can do about it. But us, who's ever left, how we continue and integrate his contribution, his thoughts, his internal part in our acts, in what we do. And how do we correct our acts ourselves, how he's teaching us, how much we have to be more directed toward the correct goal, because our body is temporary. That's very strong, very powerful. I also wanted another thing. If I understood what you said, you're saying that it's as if you're looking at a person's life in an X-ray, and you're taking out of it all his inclinations and efforts, like you said before, to come out of himself for the sake of the public that he lives with. And you're saying this thing, this inclination, which is a person's spirit, his efforts going to the public, that's an eternal part, something that doesn't end. It's something that lives forever. Did I understand that? Yes, but there's more to add. All his other life, apart from what he did in overcoming and to contribute to the unity of society, all his other acts are not his. They're not his. It's according to the general plan of nature. We cannot blame him for anything. We just need to appreciate the positive part that he'll make an effort to go out to the public. Now let's take a step forward. So it turns out, if I'm looking at it from I'm an analyst, so I'm going to talk in computer terms. There's like a database which accumulates all these efforts from each person, from each generation, and analyzes them. It accumulates, and I understood that you're saying that today we're moving to a new stage in our development as people, in the people of Israel, where there's a greater awareness. It's not randomly or not by chance or for this or for that. We have to actually see the goal today consciously. We've entered this development that's revealing to us how we're all connected and we all have to reach unity. And we need to accept this unity as a goal and head toward it consciously. Now, when you say to develop this recognition, you're saying we're starting to build new relations between us where we're all in love and connection and warmth. So if I understand properly, we want to jump from the place where we are today with the society falling apart and everyone is in his own niche. We want to live in this database where from generation to generation. And it's all good there. It's just the effort of going out to the public, which is called the integral education. That's it. So now a more interesting question. That should be our framework. So if we really succeed at that and create new relations between us, we will feel that all these efforts that people made that already died to go out of themselves toward the public, it shows that the dead rise up. They will rise up. We will recognize the contribution of each and every person and we'll be able to correct what we couldn't correct throughout all the generations easily in 1 second. That's what's called the act of the end of correction. And then all of corrected humanity will feel the eternal life. Thank you very much. Our time is up. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitzam Azuz. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, we will try to taste life and eternity in love. All the best.